USA Radio News.
Polls closed at 7 o'clock Eastern Time in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia. Voters across the country experienced long lines, broken machines, and even humidity playing a part in election voting in North Carolina. The voters I spoke to, though, said it was worth it for them to get out and vote.
And I had never seen anything like this before.
And I'll wait as long as it takes to get my vote in, so hopefully everybody else will be the same way.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan joined Fox News and said people need to remember one thing. It's always about the economy.
We do think we should be talking about our strong economy because it's been spectacular, and the Democrats are talking about rolling back and raising taxes, more spending. They're proposing to basically undo all the good progress that we've been having.
Former Vice President Joe Biden came out and said today he'd be dumbfounded if the Democrats don't win the House by a comfortable margin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
In all, 155 statewide initiatives are also on the ballot in 37 states. In North Dakota and Michigan, for example, voters have the chance to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Kristen Tate is a columnist with The Hill. She joined Fox News and said passing marijuana initiatives seems to be a growing trend across the United States.
These kind of initiatives are very much in line with public opinion nationally on this issue. 60% of Americans support the legalization of marijuana. It's a figure that only increases every year.
Health care and immigration were high on voters' minds as they cast ballots in the midterm elections. People do still believe the economy is headed in the right direction, although some people also believe, about 44%, that we are not headed in the right direction as a nation. This voter told me it's time we come together as a nation.
It's very sad times that we live in, and I think we all have to first be Americans, and everyone has to appreciate and respect each other's opinion.
Once polls close, keep it here for election results. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Migrant caravans are continuing to head north. Now, they're taking a break today in Mexico City and are still about 700 miles away from the closest U.S.-Mexico border. Sarah Carter is a visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, and she joined them on a recent podcast. Now, Sarah was embedded with one of the caravans, and she talks about some of the things she saw.
I talked to some of the women that were there. They were very concerned. They were concerned about their children. And what was even more distressing was the fact that they were put to the front of the line. So the elderly, the disabled, the women and children were pushed to the front of the caravan. And it became a very dangerous situation, even for the Guatemalan government. We saw in Mexico, you know, when they pushed through the lines and they pushed people down and there was a stampede, that became a very big problem. It also was a problem in Guatemala, too. So they were very concerned about the safety and welfare of the women and children, not just because of the lines. Now, when you talk, I've interviewed many, many people on this migration, not just this one, but on migrations of the past when we saw the unaccompanied women and children coming through during the Obama administration, for example. A lot of unaccompanied minors were crossing the border. I was on the border to witness that as well. The children are sometimes sexually assaulted. Many times. Some of these children are being trafficked by drug cartels.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.